Please be seated. We were losing our banner. The banner back there and the banner here comes from your brothers and sisters who are at Chanko this weekend. Part of their class was to make banners about the Holy Spirit. So this one, just so you know, says, "Some more, God." It's kind of hard to get. So that's what that stands for. Anyway, that one was kind of fallen. But today is Pentecost Sunday, the day on which we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit among the first followers of Jesus Christ. And through the power of this Spirit, this handful of disciples shared the good news of Christ's message with so many people that eventually it did spread throughout the world. So today is often called the unofficial birthday of the Christian church. And we celebrate it by wearing red, the color of the Holy Spirit. We have balloons for the tongues of fire and for fun. And we renew our baptismal covenant. And we mark the day then that launched the church out into the world. However, Pentecost is not a feast day that stands alone. And it only really makes sense within the larger context of the church year. And it all began when? When does the church year begin? Advent. Very good. Advent 1, back at the end of November, early December, when we prepare for the coming of Christ. And then it's followed by Christmas, the birth of Christ. And how many days of Christmas are there?
12.
That's right. Not one, but 12. After Christmas, when everybody quits playing Christmas carols, here's the church singing carols. For 12 days, that ends on January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany. On the Feast of the Epiphany, we celebrate the coming of the Magi to Jesus. That season always ends with the celebration of the Transfiguration. And then on Wednesday, it's Ash Wednesday. That's right, the beginning of Lent. And we follow then the 40 days of Lent, even though there's many more days, because why?
Sundays don't count.
That's right. Sundays in Lent as opposed to Sundays of Easter. So we have Lent. We go through Holy Week, the passion and death of Jesus Christ. We celebrate his resurrection. And then how many days of Easter?
50.
The great 50 days of Easter. 50 leads us to Pentecost today. So if you think about it, all of that all culminates in the promised coming of the Holy Spirit upon the church, compelling believers to go out and tell the good news. Because those followers on that first time were called out to go all over the world and to share the gospel with everyone whom they met. And it's no different for us today. For the gift of the Spirit is among us still, and we are called to continue the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ in the world. So today is a big day, and we are grateful for the inspiration of the Spirit. And what Pentecost also does in a practical way is a turning point in how we mark the church year. For today ends those formal cycles of Advent and Christmas and Easter, and moves us then into what is commonly referred to as ordinary time. So, the first half of the church year, all the events of Jesus' life are marked. The second half of the church year, we no longer mark those specific events, but instead, we come to church and we take time to learn to live out our Christian faith and the meaning of Christ's resurrection in every single ordinary day. So, no more big feast days, no more big celebrations for a while. Instead, it's just the day-to-day, steady living out of our faith. But doesn't it seem just a bit ironic that we celebrate Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit with such great fanfare and then lapse into something as mundane sounding is ordinary time? Like, what's up with that? Because it makes it sound like, well, the Holy Spirit comes, and then it's all done. And we're not expected to do anything great the rest of the year. Ordinary time. But surely, we know that that's not true. Because really, there is no time in the church that is simply ordinary. And Pentecost bears witness to that fact. For what could possibly be ordinary about the work of the Holy Spirit? What could be mundane about the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ? And what could be routine about the love and compassion and mercy of God? For Pentecost teaches us that the Spirit of God will always live and love and move among us, inspiring us and guiding us to do God's work, and that is always what we're expected to do. Therefore, it's good to notice just how the Spirit is alive and well in our lives. For even though there is much wrong in our world, there is also much that is very right. For example, look right here in Virginia Beach at the efforts being made for the homeless by the Judeo-Christian Outreach Center, as well as the soon-to-be-built Housing Resource Center going up right down the road. Here at Emmanuel, check out that food pantry where we give people a week's worth of groceries to feed their families. Or the groups that make food and take it to the JCOC. Or the beach bags for students every single week in elementary schools around Kempsville. And the regular blood drives and the donors we get. And the youth going on a mission trip this summer. Also, Emmanuel has a rich history with generations of families worshiping together, as well as new members to be celebrated. There are countless stories to tell here, as well as many, many memories yet to be made. So the Spirit is alive and present not only in the ways we love and serve each other, but also the ways we reach out in love to the greater community. And this is all extraordinary stuff meant to be celebrated every single day of our lives. For we should never take the Holy Spirit for granted. And we should always have open doors, open hearts, and open minds to where the Spirit may be leading us next. Because there are no ordinary days, and there are no ordinary lives lived in the light and love of Jesus Christ. But instead, every single day of every season is shot through with the love and the grace and the compassion of the one who created us and loves us still. So, in just a few moments, as is our custom on major feast days of the church, we will stand together and renew our baptismal covenant, which is the core of our faith in the Episcopal Church. And when we do so, pay really close attention to what it is we promise to do, because we need to take it seriously, particularly on a day when we celebrate the movement of the Holy Spirit among us. Because surely the Spirit will continue to guide us and to inspire us to fulfill the promises we make. And we will continue to be called to love and serve God with integrity and with purpose. And for that, we are grateful and we give thanks always.